fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 30th day of September, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that should be done, quite frankly, in every schoolroom in America, every day of the week. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I encourage everybody to inventory their stored food and rotate their stored food. Very important. You don't want some unpleasant surprises in the future when you need it, so go ahead and do those things. This is Farmers Monday. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. We're going to talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, training, and so forth. And we begin with our firearms tip of the week. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I'm feeling old and exhausted. We poured 6 new concrete benches at the Freedom Center range the last 4 days, so I've been doing concrete work, and my back is reminding me how old I am.
Uh-huh. Well, you can be 20 years old and have a stiff back for doing that kind of hard manual labor. Of course, the contractor doing the work is one of my listeners and one of our supporters here at Republic Broadcasting. And those concrete benches will basically last forever, won't they?
We built the most fantastic, durable benches. You know, normally when you pour concrete, you pour about 3,000 PSI concrete. Well, we built the legs, poured the legs into a mold that filled up past the legs to about half the top. And then we took some really special concrete that's 16,000 PSI. And we mixed a sand and mixture of that for the top of the bench. And it is really hard and really tough. And it hardens to about 8,000 PSI in about 4 hours.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing those next time down there. Fantastic. Well, what would the firearms tip of the week be, sir?
Well, I've had a number of discussions in the past week with local people here about equipment. And I've noticed this trend towards the Ford, Chevy, Dodge sort of pissing contest way of thinking. And I really want people to stop doing that. I think you're doing yourself a huge disservice. In the gun industry, when you look at equipment, brand loyalty should mean nothing to you. You should look at the engineering of the system that you're buying. You should look at the material selection, the quality of the machine work. Look at the product itself and make a decision on what works best for you. Stay away from the brand loyal way of thinking. That
Sam,
kind of tribalism.
I need to interrupt you. When I get together with my high school classmates, the Ford, Chevy, Dodge mantra begins instantly, just like it was half a century ago. This is an Ozark tradition. You can't question an Ozark tradition.
I'll tell you, it's amazing. You know, 50 years ago,
nobody takes it seriously, by the way. Or maybe some do with their firearms.
These people get upset when you tell them their Leopold scope won't work for what you're trying to do at long range. Boy, they get mad.
Yep.
Because their granddaddy told them that Leopold were the best scopes in the world.
Right.
But, I would say, well, does it have a parallax knob? No. Does it have a strong erector tube spring? No. Does it check any of the boxes that we need for a long-range scope to function properly? No. Okay, then maybe let's look at a different brand or a different type of scope within the brand that you're so loyal to.
Well, whatever it takes to get the job done. And I understand, because I deal with the same thing all the time myself. And, of course, some of my neighbors, a scope is a scope. If it's a telescopic scope on a rifle, that's the only thing they're concerned about. They don't care who made it or what quality it is or anything else.
I think it's difficult for people that don't want to take the time and test. And, you know, not everybody can test different brands of scopes. They don't have the resources or the opportunity. But if you talk to some of the better shooters in the world, or you call people like us at the Freedom Center where we test everything, it becomes a very useful thing to listen to their experiences, what has worked for them, and even more importantly, what may have failed for them at the process that they're trying to put together.
Absolutely. Well, benefiting from somebody else's experience is it's hard to put a price tag on that. And I learned that many, many years ago to question men or women, depending on what the expertise was about whatever it might be I was interested in. And make the learning curve incredibly steeper and more efficient.
You know, we had a gentleman in a long-range hunting class a few weekends ago, and he had a nice rifle and really good ammo, and he had a really subpar scope. And the scope failed for him in the class, so we gave him a different scope so he could finish the class. And it was amazing how stubborn he was about the brand of scope that he bought. And I thought to myself, that just doesn't make any sense. This guy's way too smart for this. Well, he sent the scope that broke back to the manufacturer. And he got it replaced with a brand new scope, and he's not even taking it out of the box. He's selling it. I had a conversation with him, and I explained to him that my grandfather taught me two really valuable things. One is, never make the same mistake twice. You know, that's a really important thing, is to if you make a mistake, admit your mistake and don't make it a second time. Because if you make it a second time, it's a choice. It's not a mistake anymore. And that was a valuable thing. And the other thing that he taught me was, my grandfather taught me to test things. Figure things out for yourself. Prove it to yourself one way or another. Create a scientific test that you can repeat and know for sure. And those are really that's really good advice, and I wish people would take those things to heart and make them happen in their scope choices and in their equipment choices for firearms.
Absolutely. Well, that would be well advised if people could do that. If they're not able to, don't have the resources to be testing scopes, they need to rely on people who do have the resources, don't they?
Yeah, and I have so many people say, well, my grandfather said, or my daddy said that Leopold is the best scope. And I look at him and I say, you know what my grandfather said? My grandfather said to test that Leopold scope and see if it works before you bet your life on it.
That's good advice. That's real good advice. Okay. Well, on the national scene, the Democrats continue to outright call for gun confiscation, which is apparently, and since you're in the business, led to a dramatic increase in firearm sales, hasn't it?
Dramatic increase, and I don't know if you saw the news that of Trump's tweet, but Trump repeated a tweet by a pastor from Texas. And this is the tweet. The pastor's name is Robert Jeffress, J-E-F-F-R-E-S-S. If the Democrats are successful in removing the president, which they never will be, it will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which our nation and our country will never heal. Trump repeated that tweet. Now, so here we have the President of the United States basically agreeing with what you've been saying and what I've been saying for how many years?
Well, apparently it's become a fact of life now. I don't want to see that, but it would certainly be, if that scenario did play out, it would be the prime time for our real enemies, the Russians and the Chinese, to take advantage of it, wouldn't they?
Well, it would make this country vulnerable beyond belief. Civil war is the most horrific of all things. It is to be avoided. It is a last resort. And the problem is that that's what the Democrats are driving us to. They're trying to, the people that run, that push the buttons of the Democrats and the deep state Republicans are pushing this country towards a civil war. And it's an ugly thing, and it's about to get a lot uglier, and we need to stop it. We need to prevent civil war from happening. And there's a Republican named Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. So if you're a listener from Illinois, call this representative of yours and ream him out, because he criticized Trump for telling the truth. And we don't avoid problems by hiding behind the truth or never telling the truth. We avoid problems by speaking the truth, by living the truth, and by doing the right thing. And anyone that's going to criticize Trump, and I've criticized Trump on a number of issues, but anybody that's going to criticize Trump for speaking the truth, they need to be voted out. They need to be primaried, and you need to get somebody else in there with a brain.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, the deep state, the left, is prepared to destroy the country to achieve their goal, aren't they?
Yeah, and we need to understand what that goal is. They want population reduction. They want the world's population to go from 8 billion to under 2 billion. They believe that they can now live comfortably with robots and less than 2 billion people on their planet. See, they see Earth as their planet. They don't want
That's
you
right.
on it.
That's right.
And if you understand that it's a strategy of population reduction to bring them to a position of total control.
That's absolutely true. And I recall a statement by Hillary Clinton, this is quite a few years ago, talking about the interstate highway as her highway. how she was a bit distressed that they were allowing all these people on her highway, or words to that effect. Well, in the meantime, people need to get ready for whatever's coming at us, prepare, be properly armed, properly trained with good quality equipment that they're very, very familiar with that can preserve life and defend innocent life and defend property. All those things need to be done now before the fact, don't they, Sam?
Well, I think that's absolutely critical, but even more, it's not just critical if there is a civil war. It's critical to avoiding a civil war. And this is what people really need to understand is when they ask me, well, why do I need a firearm? Why do I need more than 40 rounds of ammunition? Why do I need 8 magazines? Why can't 2 magazines be good enough? And I ask them this question. I said, let's say you're walking down the streets of Chicago. You and your family are visiting. You're walking down the streets with your wife and your 2 daughters. And you get confronted with 3 gang members. By the way, they're armed with knives. Now, they want to take one of your kids, all of your money, kill you, and rape your wife. So a negotiation begins. Now, do you want to negotiate with a gun in your hand from a position of strength, or do you just want to be a victim? And it's as fundamental as that. If you have, and people in your community have, firearms, ammunition, supplies, and you can negotiate from a position of strength, we can avoid civil war in this country. And that would be a huge blessing.
Absolutely. Well, in that confrontation, I would move the women behind me, draw my weapon, and slowly move away from them, ready to drop them if they made any move in my direction. That's what I would do. But everybody's going to have their own solution, aren't they?
Well, the overarching point that I'm trying to make is that it's very, very important for Americans to not only be capable of defending themselves, capable of defending their wife and their kids, their families, but their communities. And if you want to avoid civil war, you need to be in a position, and other men and women in your community need to be in a position to negotiate from a position of strength. That's the only way we avoid major conflict in this country, is if good people can negotiate from a position of strength. Good things happen. Now, I don't know if you know about the Star Wars defense that Ronald Reagan created, but on a strategic level, this is a great example of what I'm talking about. We had a Star Wars defense, a space-based missile defense system being worked on by some of our top contractors, top companies in the United States. And what was terribly interesting was the fact that they were working on it, the fact that the Russians were spying on it, the fact that the Russians knew that we weren't that far away from having it implemented, or at least we made them believe that, allowed Ronald Reagan to go and negotiate with the Russians and avoid conflict with the Russians. I don't know if you remember the SALT I and SALT II treaties that were signed.
Right, right.
But that's how we got trust but verify with the Russians, was Ronald Reagan negotiating from a position of strength, perceived by the Russians no less, and that's what got us into a situation where we could avoid conflict with the Russians. And there were a lot of reasons for conflict with the Russians.
And there still are, and the Russians have never lived up to the conditions under the SALT treaties and continue to violate them. They now have hundreds of they've been looking into and developing, and they now have a very large inventory of hundreds of nuclear weapons that put out almost no radiation, almost none, that would be great for taking out command and control and not destroying what they really want, which is the agricultural land of this country and the infrastructure that allows it to be harvested, transported, and stored, and so forth. I don't want to go down that road too much on Firearms Monday, but people do need to be aware that we have very serious enemies. I think that's the bottom line, isn't it, Sam?
Well, I think I think if you're asking yourself, why do I need a gun? Why do I need ammunition? Why do I need training? The real answer from a strategic level is, not a tactical level, is you and your community as a whole need to be able to negotiate with evil from a position of strength, not from a position of being a complete victim. And that's
absolutely
the bottom line.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, This is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
On Monday, the last day of September, the 30th. We're going on a cruise, a little R&R for all of us. Time to get away. It could be romantic if you choose it to be. We're leaving Florida on February the 9th, Saturday, returning a week later on the 16th. It'll be a lot of fun. Leon Green will be with us. We hope to find out that Sam and his wife can be with us also. We hope to find that out soon. In the meantime, get all the details at my website at thelibertymen.com. Or you can call my cruise director, Betsy Murphy. She'd be glad to mail you a full-color brochure. Betsy's telephone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, we had some exciting improvements started at the Freedom Center range. We're building what I like to call a safer deck. We had planned for months to pour concrete on the firing line for shooters to walk on. And I just woke up one night and I thought, you know, that's a mistake. What I'm going to do is I'm going to build a sand trap, and we're going to put a cedar deck above it. If someone has a negligent discharge in the downward direction, we'll have that bullet will go through cedar. It'll go through 10.5 inches of sand and then into 3/8 inch rock, into 3/8 inch rock, and it will actually absorb the energy of the bullet and will make it much safer for the guy shooting off the firing line.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know of a range in the country that has a sand trap to walk on, has a bullet trap to walk on, and I think that is probably a really cool thing, because over the years I've probably seen 7 or 8 negligent discharges, and several of them have been into the ground. I was at a gun show on a concrete floor, and a guy negligently discharged a gun he was looking at. Have no idea why there is ammunition in that gun at a gun show. But he negligently discharged his weapon, and it blew fragments into several people's legs.
I believe that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's one of the reasons that with these steel plates that guys wear for armor, they put this truck bed liner in it to help contain the splatter. It doesn't stop the splatter, but it helps contain it. And that splatter, those fragments, that's basically the same as a hand grenade, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. The fragments are extremely dangerous. And, you know, that's an interesting point you bring up. I will just tell everybody and be happy to call if you own a company that builds steel plates, call me, because I'd like to ream you out. I think that steel armor plates are about the worst thing you could put on a person. When a lot of people don't understand this, but when a rifle bullet hits a plate, it hits so hard it can shock your heart to not beat. And a lot of people don't understand that. So if you're wearing a steel plate, people say, well, at least if I get hit with a rifle bullet, I'm still alive. I said, well, only if there's a paramedic there to restart your heart for you.
Right.
And people don't really understand the dynamics of the energy and how it gets transferred into the torso. But if you take a direct hit on a steel chest plate, it literally could stop your heart. And the bullet never penetrated. Maybe frags went into your chin. Maybe they went into your neck. Maybe you had your knees bent and the frags went into your quads. Maybe one of them cut your femoral artery. I mean, there's all kinds of problems that can happen with steel chest plates.
Lots of problems. Well, personally, I'll take the trauma from the plate being hit as opposed to the bullet going through my chest cavity. That would be my choice.
Well, and I will tell you this. It's the technology on armor plates has gotten to the point on a level 3+ plate where you can absorb the energy and you have padding in the back to distribute the energy so the impact doesn't stop your heart and the bullet doesn't. You can have the best of both worlds for about $60 more.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a good plan to me. Absolutely.
Not all chest plates are created equal, and understanding the differences can make a big difference.
If people need body armor, is that something you can help them acquire there at Freedom Center USA?
Yep, we buy body armor all the time.
All right. And gas masks, too.
Yep, we buy really super high-quality gas masks, the best body armor. And when you're looking at body armor, and here's how I set up my own rig. I have a choice on the level 3A soft armor, which stops pistol rounds, not rifle rounds.
Right.
But in my vest system, I can wear soft body armor underneath my chest plates. And I have a choice with my soft body armor. I can buy the very thin, light level 3A that's really tough and will stop a handgun round, or I can buy the thicker stuff that weighs about 11 ounces more. I choose the thicker stuff, and the reason why, I'll tell you at the end of the...
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back to Airport on Monday, the 30th of September. A lot of things at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you want to keep up to date on what's going on with geopolitical matters, scroll down my homepage there, and where it says in red letters, Open Source Intelligence. Written daily by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence officer, very excellent, dozens of articles that will keep you up to date on what's going on all over the planet. You need to check that out on a daily basis. If you have issues with sleep, not getting a great night's sleep, like I do every night, I sleep like a small child every night because I use my energy cleaner. You can also. You can. You have issues with pain, arthritis pain? Get an energy cleaner. Wake up pain-free like I do every morning. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads that go with it? Well, they do vary in price, of course. We got twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the small travel size that I use when I'm on my road trips. Everything's right there at my website where you can place your order using MasterCard, Visa. You can use PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. You can also call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in Lebanon is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
I think we were talking about chest plates.
Yes, sir.
And the different technologies that are out there, you can buy A550, A500 steel plates, which we don't recommend, or you can buy hybrid plates that have fibers and layers of polymer. You can buy a high-density polymer plate with certain particles mixed in. Those are probably the lightest technology that you can. It's what the SEAL team guys are using now, but the high-density polymers, because they weigh very little and they can stop a 300 Win Mag.
No kidding.
The bottom line is you need...
Do you have those for sale at your place?
Yeah, we can get them. It takes a few weeks when we order them. It's a lot of stuff we can order in a day or two and have it in if we don't have it in stock. But the real high-end plates might take 2 to 6 weeks to get in. But if you want the lightest, best-performing stuff, we can certainly get it for you.
Right. Well, it's not too long compared to getting a suppressor. It's not long at all.
About a tenth of the time it takes to get a suppressor in your hands with the current laws, which, by the way, need to be changed because they're unconstitutional. But what I want to impress on people is there's certain things you need to look for in a chest plate. You need to look for something that has multi-strike capability. In other words, one hit of one bullet won't destroy the plate and make the plate incapable of stopping other bullets. So you ought to have a plate that will at least stop multiple rounds from a rifle. The second thing I want to tell you is there are certain designs like the steel that create problems. They create trauma to the chest. They create frag problems into your body. When the bullet hits, it disperses instead of being absorbed, and those dispersed fragments go into your face, your chin, your legs, cause all kinds of problems. So you want a design of a chest plate that will absorb the bullet, not fragment the bullet. That does a couple of things for you. It reduces the shock load to your torso, and it keeps the frags from hitting you. It solves several problems. And the other thing I want to tell you is the thinnest plate, which may be the most convenient to wear, may not be the most effective in doing the previous two things that we talked about. So there's nothing wrong with having a 3/4 inch thick plate if it's light, if it's strong, if it's multi-strike capable, if it absorbs and disperses energy over time so you don't shock your torso from the impact of a round.
Are they still manufacturing or selling these ceramic plates? They were the hot thing a few years ago.
Well, a lot of plate designs have fabric and ceramic or silica, a number of different things in them, and they work very, very well if they're in the right matrix.
Okay. All right. Well, this is an evolving situation like anything in any industry where there's always new technology and things to be learned. And that's where you come in at Freedom Center USA because you stay on top of what's latest and greatest, don't you, sir?
We do, and we test things. We buy plates and we shoot them, and we see if they stand up to the NIJ rating that they've been given. And we make sure that they do, and we measure the shock, the impact force, transmitted to the shooter. We have a gauge with a telltale, and when we shoot, we can measure the compression of that gauge, and it gives us a lot of information about how the plate performs. And that's what we want. We're trying to sort through this stuff so the average person who doesn't have the time or the money to do all this testing can actually get good information and make good decisions on the products they buy.
I remember Command Sergeant Major Page talking about how the Army was anguishing over the fact that women, when they wear their body armor and helmet, they look like a little turtle because women have such usually pretty short necks compared to the rest of their body. And they were anguishing over how to rectify that, which I doubt they ever will. Huh? What do you think?
I could care less what the Army does with women.
Why am I not surprised?
You know they are changing the PT standards in the Army.
Well,
I don't know if you knew that.
Well, they've been doing that for half a century. That's nothing new.
Well, here's the thing: for half a century, they've been lowering the PT standards for women. They're about to be the same for everybody.
Right. But they'll be low enough. They're they'll be low enough that everybody can pass them. That'll be the whole point.
No. I don't think you know what's going on there, John. I'm telling you that it's about to get tougher for women to stay in the Army. So it used to be.
Needs to.
Yeah, of course it does. It used to be that you needed to, based on your MOS, there were certain criteria or standards for men. So if you were a musician in the Army band, you didn't have to do as many sit-ups, as many push-ups, as many pull-ups, and as much of a run as someone who's in Special Forces. So the criteria was based on the MOS. But then when women entered the picture, they lowered the requirements, the physical requirements for women in the military. And everybody complained about that, particularly the warfighter. And since now, they have allowed women to enter combat roles, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole today, but now that they have allowed that, people decided that men and women should all have the same criteria, and that's a really good thing. So now they're doing this thing where you have to pull up on a bar, and you have to bring your knees up and touch your elbows. So you have to do the pull-up and then be able to kip up your knees to touch an elbow to qualify as one repetition. So now they have the run standard, this kip-up, pull-up combination exercise standard, and they have the push-ups in the sit-up. So, and it's going to be the same for men and women. And I hear rumors that only about 19 to 21% of the women can actually pass this standard.
Well, I don't want to continue too long down this road, but when I was in basic training in 1967, more than half a century ago, every soldier, it didn't matter what the MOS was, every soldier had to be able to pick up a soldier of equal weight. So a 150-pound soldier had to pick up another 150-pound soldier, fireman's carry, and trot around a quarter-mile track. If they couldn't do that, they wouldn't be allowed to be a soldier in the band, a typewriter, drive a truck, anything. They had to be able to do that first. Almost no women can do that, Sam. Almost none.
Yeah, so it's less than 3% of the women that can actually do that. But I would say this. People need to understand that only about 20% of the people in the U.S. Army are warfighters. The other 80%, 4 out of 5, are support and logistics. So it takes 4 people in our Army, the way it's structured right now, to support 1 person on the battlefield.
Well, that's true on one hand. On the other, in every major conflict, including Iraq, we've had these rear echelon logistics people. Amy England was one of the more famous ones. She was captured, that end up in combat inadvertently. That happens.
Well, there's a famous.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a famous story about an F-16 pilot being shot down over in Serbia, and I think they even made a movie about the rescue. But the interesting part of the story is, if you know the background of the real situation, the interesting part of the story is this, and that is that they called the Air Force the moment the guy was shot down, because we had some Navy surveillance stuff in the air, and we said, and they called the Air Force and said, hey, one of your boys has been shot down, he's alive, you need to rescue him. And the Air Force said, great, we can get to him in about 12 hours. And the Navy carrier battle group commander said he won't survive because there's hundreds of troops tracking him, trying to find him and kill him. He won't survive 3 hours. And what they did was they went into this Navy aircraft carrier, and they got a bunch of Marines that were cooks. They got some Marines from a heavy mortar platoon, and they combined these guys. Probably half of them weren't warfighters, they were logistics guys, and they put them on helicopters, and they went and got that Air Force pilot out. And your point about situations occurring where non-warfighters may have to pick up a rifle and do the job is valid, and there are several examples, probably many examples, that we don't even know about.
Oh, hundreds of examples. hundreds of examples. The Tet Offensive, of course, which I was part of, everybody, all Americans ended up being in combat to a greater or lesser extent. I thought these never-ending wars would be the end of females in the military within a year or two, but I turned out to be wrong. Now we have photographs of smiling American women that are missing arms or legs or both that survived combat and became amputees. That's just wrong. The country I grew up, we were to protect our women, not to intentionally put them in harm's way. Something's really upside down here, Sam.
Well, I think that with equality comes freedom of choice. And if a woman chooses to join the Army and she wants a combat role or she wants a logistical role where she's sitting in a convoy vulnerable to an IED, I'm not sure there's a whole lot we can do about it, John.
Well, there's two parts to that. First of all, everybody listening in this country has a post office within a reasonably short distance, which has cards at the post office to sign up for selective service. On that card, there's two boxes to check, male or female. Why would they have females sign up for selective service unless they were going to be drafting them, number one? Number two, an 18-year-old young woman graduating from high school has limited knowledge of war and combat, and will be lied to by an Army recruiter and her parents, if necessary, reassuring them that their sweet young daughter will not be in harm's way because she's going to be a clerk typist. So they can't make an informed decision because they don't know the real deal and are lied to by recruiters. That's an absolute disaster waiting to happen, in my opinion.
Well, I think that dishonesty in recruiting is an ongoing issue in our militaries right now. And we're not talking about conscription. We're talking about guy walks in, says, hey, I'd like a job in the military. I'd like to do this job. And then they steer him to a different job and say, oh, you'll be able to transfer from this job to that job in a year. And it almost never happens that way. I think we've got a dishonesty problem. I know that in the Civil War and in the Revolutionary War, the first war in America, that we had women standing side by side loading rifles for men and passing them guns and moving ammo out on the battlefield. And a lot of people don't realize that, but, you know, when it comes down to the survival of your way of life, at some point the women have to get involved. It just always seems to work out that way.
In total war, that happens, and that's just an unfortunate thing that happens in total war, which is brutal and barbaric. Getting back to the topic at hand, which is Firearms Monday, do you have any interesting classes coming up that people might want to be signing up for, Sam?
Well, we're going to post a precision reloading class here. Should be in a week or two. We're going to do another long-range class in October. And then probably the middle of October, we're going to do an advanced long-range class. And if you have taken the introductory to long-range shooting class, and you have decent math aptitude, and you want to take your shooting past 1,000 yards, learn how to make first-round hits from 1,000 to 2,500 yards, you can sign up for that class if you've got the equipment and the prerequisite class finished.
Well, something for everybody, something for beginners, entry level, and intermediate, and then world class, because not too long ago, it was thought to be pure luck to hit anything a mile away. But now it's become a routine matter for men or women who have proper equipment and proper training, correct?
Absolutely. It can be done, and it's done every day at the Freedom Center. I'll tell you a really funny story about my wife's family when we were dating. Her family grew up in Wyoming. They basically helped settle northern Wyoming. And they have killed, the men in her family have killed hundreds of elk since the late 1800s. As a matter of fact, one of them, I think, even found his wife. It was a mail order bride. And it's a really interesting group of very strong ranching type people. And when we were dating, my soon-to-be wife was explaining to her mom and dad that this guy I'm dating, he shoots stuff past 1,000 yards. And her father looked at her with the most stern of face and said, well, you need to find someone else to date because that man's a liar. And so I sent them pictures of trophies I had won in long-range competitions that actually said 1,000-yard competition on them. I sent him a picture by email of about 17 trophies that I'd won in rifle competitions for long-range.
Right.
And, did that cause a rift between me and her father?
I thought that would have been put to rest, it would seem like.
I paid for being right.
Oh, no. Okay, I know the attitude. Yeah. We'll be right back after the break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Monday. It's the last day of September, visiting with Sam Andrews. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment regarding anything regarding the gun culture, rifle, shotguns, pistols, training, ammunition, optics, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, it's an unfortunate circumstance to get off on the wrong start with your future father-in-law before you even meet him. I hope that's since gotten better for the two of you.
Oh, yeah. We worked things out. I took a rifle up there and took her brother out, and we went out to his range and showed him kind of the technology and the trajectories and why it works the way it works. And, you know, he came back and explained to everybody this stuff is legit and it's amazing and it's way too expensive. He's not interested.
Okay, well, that was a good outcome, as good as could be expected. People, and this is a man who had spent his entire life, beginning probably around 8 or 10 years old, around firearms, using firearms on almost a daily basis, and hunting big game all his life, probably beginning as a teenager, if not younger. And he thought he knew everything there was to know before he met you, didn't he?
And he had, and her brother has killed elk at 400, 450 yards. I mean, and for him, that was like one of the longest shots anyone in his community had heard of. And
right.
So, you know, it's all based on experience. You know, what level of experience do you have and what do you think's possible and what's your equipment capable of? It's, you know, if you have the time to invest, you can learn to make first-round hits at 2,000 yards. It's entirely possible now. And it just takes time. It takes a little bit of money. It takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of training. But it is eminently doable.
Well, that's good to know. And there's, once you get that far west, those kinds of ranges are not unusual at all. Where you can see, you can see forever, it seems like. There's no trees.
Well, there's plenty of trees in Wyoming until you get above the tree line, you know, which is around 10,500 to 11,000 feet, depending on where you're at. But it's doable. There's lots of farm fields in Missouri you can take long shots in at deer. There's the eastern third of Wyoming where you're in the high plains from 3,000 to 6,000 feet above sea level, and you can take long shots at antelope. That's really a great place to train a long-range hunter, is in the eastern half of Wyoming, where you can take these ridiculously long shots at a relatively small target called an antelope.
Yeah, antelope is relatively small, about the same size as a white-tailed deer, aren't they?
Yeah, the does are typically smaller than a white-tailed doe by just a little bit. You know, in Missouri, we have some pretty big white-tailed deer. So I would say the white-tailed deer are just probably 10% larger than the typical female antelope. Of course, out there, they call them speed goats. They don't call them antelope.
Speed goats, I like that. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.